This episode of Stars and Characters is brought to you in part by Star Wars Allegiance, the full audiobook available from audible.com. Allegiance follows the Empire immediately after the destruction of the first Death Star in Star Wars A New Hope. You can download Allegiance for free or any one of the other Star Wars titles audible.com carries by visiting audibletrial.com/SWIC. Again, that's audibletrial.com/SWIC for your free audiobook. Every high school had a kid named Fred that shared with his underwear on.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Tilo Scramboss? Scrampets? Scrambled eggs?
I was going to say, that's the omelet I had at Denny's the other morning. Yeah.
Is that how you say it, Tim, you think?
I always said Pelo Scrambus.
All right.
Always. Give me, cite me when you said this.
During sex.
Yeah. Again, cite me when you said this.
Pelo Scrambus appears in episode 4, A New Hope.
Are you trying to drag this out because there's like no information on this guy from what we understand?
You are correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
His name's going to be half the show. All right. Now, we got an email from a listener named Matthew. Wow. Vandiver? That's how I'm saying it.
Vandiver. You're having a tough time with names.
I do. I'm tired.
I mean, with the Pelo Scrambus and
Pelo Scrambus.
Matt's name.
And Matt Vandiver. Vandevort.
At least Matt's Voldemort. Name doesn't sound like a genital condition like Pelo Scrambus.
Gotta go to the doctor to look at my Pelo Scrambus on my testicle.
I need a little antibiotics for my Pelo Scrambus.
Rub that cream in there.
More Southern.
Yeah, what is doing?
I'm surrounded by Southerns. I'm in the South.
That's true.
All right, well, these are like actual, like, these are jokes. They're like punny puns jokes.
Punny pun puns.
Punny pun puns.
Let's hear them.
These are names from a listener.
Yes, from Matthew Vandiver. Vandiver.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Van Wilder.
Van Wilder. Love that movie. All right, ready? What do you call an overcooked Rodian?
Don't know.
A crispy Greedo. Crispy.
Yeah.
Oh, your name's in there.
Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Yeah.
All right, ready for this one?
Yeah.
When is a rug like a member of the Galactic Senate?
When?
When it's a diplomat.
I like that. That one's well
done. His name's also in that, too.
To my right, when is an Imperial super weapon like the end of a marriage?
Oh.
End of a marriage?
That's interesting.
Okay.
When it's a world, Dave Astor.
Dave Astor.
Yes.
Oh, Devastator. Yeah. World there Devastator was a weapon in the Dark Empire series.
Uh-huh. Comics.
Chris.
Do you get it? This one, I don't know. You guys have to help me because this one makes no sense to me.
Well, the last one didn't either. Matt had to explain it to
you. He did, actually. Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
And what cargo of Jabba's did Han Solo have to dump?
What is it?
All that glitters, Tim?
Yeah, glitter stem.
Glitter stem, yeah.
Do you pay attention to this show at all?
What's going on now? Yep. What's that?
These are good. Matt did a nice job. He listens to the show and is using actual references from the show.
What's glitter stem?
It's a drug.
That's what the Cantina band was all hooked on.
Yeah.
Wow.
We talked about it on the
episode.
On the Elon.
Glitter stem's a hell of a drug.
We talked about it on the Elon Sleaze bag, too.
I thought that was a fucking typo.
No, it's a drug.
All right.
These are Star Wars reference jokes.
Thank you, Matthew Vandiver. who sent this on March 7th at 4:02 a.m. Don't you fucking sleep? What the hell?
You're up at that time.
I'm about 4:15. My alarm goes off. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But thank you very much. Great names.
And maybe we should, might as well say, I think he sent it through our contact page on our website. So if anyone else wants to send us an email, like we, I think people think we don't. And I did that survey a little while ago, and people say we need to read emails and whatnot. And we do when we get them. We just don't get that many. So if you want to send us a message, you can do that over our website on the contact page, and the website swic.newsaz.com. So that's something we haven't mentioned much at all, really, yeah, during the whole run of the show. So it's worth mentioning now.
Send more jokes. Send knock-knock jokes, whatever you want to send.
A lot of people send us little messages on Facebook, but yeah, the email's a little nicer. We like that.
If you want to say they were laughing like schoolgirls, feel free. Send away. All right, Tim. Tell us about Pillow scrambled eggs.
All right. Well, Pillow scrambus or Pillow or Peyo, maybe Peyo.
It could be Peyo.
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 Peyo. Scrambus home
and I'm going to get shut.
Yeah. This guy, I mean, for those who don't know who Peyo Scrambus or Pillow scrambus is, he is the middle-aged rebel soldier see. He's middle-aged.
Well, that makes me feel young.
Yeah, I think he's a little. Yeah.
How old do you think he is?
54.
I would put him 45.
Oh, Jesus Christ, asshole.
Matt, you look like that guy in the beginning of New Hope.
Yeah, apparently.
He looks like
I'm only 3 years younger than how that guy looks. Christ.
Well, I mean, it was the 70s, and this guy lived through the Depression, so I think this guy's had a tougher existence.
I was saying early 50s is what I thought.
This guy looks grand 50s.
Yeah, he does.
According to Wikipedia, he is either 47 or 43.
Why would you say 45? Just to make me feel bad?
The difference.
You know what? Asshole? That's nonsense.
I'm sorry. What did you say? He was 47 or what?
It says either 47 or 43. So
oh,
I was
43. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't hear that. I thought you said 53. I was like, well, that's even worse. So,
oh, so I just put him at 45. I just averaged it.
How can it be 47 or 43? Like, that's like a 4-year difference. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, it says Pillow scrambus was sired by Captain Tosh Scrambus of the Keldroma in either 47 or 43 years before the Battle of Yavin.
Okay.
I think this guy has grandkids.
Yeah, he looks like a grandpa.
He does. Yeah. Like, he'll give you a lollipop or like one of those root beer barrels.
He has ribbon candy that's all melted together.
Would you like some butterscotch? Hold on, the Imperials are knocking on the door. Hold on, 1 second.
Have a Werther's original.
Which he looks too old to be in the heat of battle.
He should have a pipe and a sweater.
Well, let me tell you about stuff.
Stuff. Someone had potatoes.
those who have no idea who we're talking about, Pillow, he is the older rebel soldier that's getting ready to defend the Tantive IV right at the beginning of Star Wars. I think he is, in terms of the actual chronology of the films from 1977 to now, I think this is the earliest character we have ever talked about.
That's so funny.
What are you guys doing? Are doing something.
He turns to the picture of this guy and he just like points at him. Like, what do you want me to do? I mean, he's like there. I'm looking at him.
See who it was.
I see. I know who he is. You don't have to point at him.
Look at his chin. What about his chin?
He has on the little mask with the chin guard.
It's a chin strap.
Got to keep the helmet on somehow.
Look at him.
His big gray bushy hair is pushing the helmet off of his head.
43. Yeah. The fuck?
I just don't know why.
Look at him.
You point right in his face.
He kind of, on one shot, he looks like Leslie Nielsen.
Don't call me Shirley.
That's awesome.
And don't call him Pillow.
Maybe he's one of those people that just grays early. You know, we all went to high school with people that when they were 27, they had gray hair.
Shit, I'll tell you a story.
I don't want to hear it.
Jeez. I don't know if anyone else knows.
What?
Do you know?
Gray hair.
Do you know the kid Fred? I won't say his last name. From Fred. High school.
Fred. Yeah.
Showered with his underwear on.
You kid.
Oh, no, I'm not
every high school had a kid named Fred that showered with his underwear on.
Yeah. Yeah, narrow it down.
A lot of people we know listen to this year.
They have no idea who this is. I saw this guy who showered with his Hanes on years ago at Wawa.
How do you know there were Hanes?
I was up close.
I got close to read the tag.
His hair was whiter than white.
Yeah?
Like, it was white.
So you're buying Tim's story?
I am, because some people do go white all like right away. Look like a fucking ghost on top of his head.
A ghost on top of his head. I like it that.
A ghost on top
of his head. Like a schmoo.
My aunt.
Boo.
My aunt has had silver hair since she was a teenager.
All the way down to the flowers.
My aunt, I'm not going to say anything. That's fam.
He knows the answer.
He didn't say, I don't know. That's true.
He said, I won't answer that.
That's family. I won't dignify that with an answer. So, anyway, he's the older gent. Getting ready to defend the tent at 4. And he's on, I don't know, how long, Dave, did you time his screen time?
Yes.
I think he has 2 or 3 shots.
Well, I was going to ask you about this because you're the authority. He's got 1 prolonged shot and then another one. Like, he does have definitely 2, like, full face shots.
Yeah. So,
and I timed those out to 4.9 seconds. But I think in actuality, he's probably on screen longer. I mean, I was really looking. My son and I were watching this. They all have helmets on.
Yeah.
They're all just like white dudes. I mean, right. There are probably...
They all look alike.
Yeah, like there's guys running around. There's guys that are held prisoner. He probably was one of those other guys. He's probably on screen longer than 4.9 seconds. But as far as his close-ups, I got 4.9 seconds.
Did you count... Like the, because you can kind of tell where he's in the position before the door breaks down, but then they do an angle, a shot at the door, and you're looking at behind everyone. Did you count him in that scene? Because pretty sure he's in that, but we don't know, you know, don't see his face. So did you bother counting that, or did you not?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And
that's kind of what I was talking about. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. That's what I was trying to clarify, actually, for me, myself.
It probably is closer to maybe like, I don't know, 10 seconds. I wouldn't say it's any more than 10 seconds. His close-ups were 4.9 seconds, okay, though, because like there's tons of guys running around. It was like, I actually, watching this, I was like laughing because there's guys just running around the place. And then the scene where R2-D2's getting the stuff put in by Princess Leia, and she's like looking around and she's putting the stuff in, and they show C-3PO and they show the doorway behind him, like that goes out into the hall, and there's just dudes running past like, yeah, oh, crap. You know, like he might have been one of those guys. I don't know. There's guys running all over the place.
What I love about that is that, like, they're, you know, I mean, they had their limited budget, they had limited sets, so everything is just the same panels rearranged in the short spaces and edited well, and it's like no one could ever get up to full steam on a run, but they tried to make it look like they were, and they did it by like lifting their knees high, and it just looks silly.
It's exactly what it looks like. And the other funniest thing in that scene is watching after the initial
that's they're running around to this theme.
That certainly could be playing. After the initial attack and the stormtroopers shoot him, and then there's a bunch dead and the others just turn and run. The funniest thing is watching those stormtroopers slip and slide their way down. They are sliding and stepping and whoa.
I bet you could probably see like the rebels like moving over so they can get by.
Yeah, hey Bob, you stepped on my nuts.
That's like one of the greatest all-time outtake scenes from A New Hope, is the stormtrooper that comes storming in and promptly falls right over a body.
I love watching it. We were watching it today and laughing.
I want to know, seriously, your son is really cool and he's really like awesome to be around. What does he say when you sit him down? Hey, Dad, you know, who's a character? And you go, oh, this guy right here.
Yeah.
And he starts watching it like with you. They say, like, oh my God, like, does he ask you questions?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll it depends on what it is. It probably depends on my attitude, because right. if I'm sitting there like, "Oh, this is Star Wars. Awesome. Shut up and be quiet." Like yeah. he's like, "Oh, this is serious." But I was laughing.
You laugh at
so
it?
He's laughing, and then he starts taking the piss out of it like I do. Like we're sitting there, and then right after that, it's like Princess Leia's there, and it's like there's one set for stun.
Yeah.
Like we're both sitting there thinking about how this is this is the beginning of the first movie. That never happens again.
Stun?
Yeah. When do they set a blaster?
Yeah, that's true.
Ever Star again? Trek.
With yeah, like the circle, the blue circle laser beam that comes out of it.
Yeah.
It happens once in the very beginning of the first movie and it never happens again.
Yeah, you're right.
Like if you're watching this, you're thinking, oh, like these guys have these weapons. They're capable of all kinds of things. It never happens again and it's such a Star Trek thing. It's like, what the hell is that?
And they would never be able to hit someone at that distance again either.
No.
That's why it like spreads out the big circle yeah. so it hits the whole fucking room.
Yeah. We were talking yeah. about like he'll do stuff like that. He's starting to analyze it and pick it apart because we're sitting there laughing
He's
at
it. He's probably gonna hate it like 10 years from now.
No, I don't think he will. He does it out of love like we do.
All right.
We should record him just doing a just by himself doing an audio commentary for Star Wars.
Is he laughing like a schoolgirl?
Like when we watched
But he's more mature than us. He's not that old. Yeah,
he is. For the Zev Zaneska thing. I was watching to try and get all the scenes that he was in, and I was curious if he was in the debriefing where Leia is telling them about what's going to happen, and then Ratzenberger's like, "All right, let's get to your stations, let's go." And as soon as Ratzenberger started talking, he starts laughing.
Why?
Because it's John Ratzenberger. Right. So like that's something we never laughed at. We didn't know who John Ratzenberger is. He knows
it from all the Pixar shit, right?
Yeah. And we watch Cheers sometimes.
Welcome to the Himalayas.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So cool.
So stuff like that happens. But it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
You know, some people get angry with us because it's like, well, we joke about this stuff and it's not a serious Star Wars show. But
it's all out of fun.
It's all, if you didn't care about it as much as, you know, we do and some people do, you wouldn't make fun of it. If you didn't care about it, it'd just be like another thing. But it's like, you know, Seth Green loves Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because he'll sit there and he'll make fun of this shit all day long.
Yeah.
Right. Why doesn't he get hate mail?
Yeah. he's true. Schoolgirl height.
He's more of a schoolgirl than we'll ever be.
That's right. He's short, pretty.
He's short, pretty.
He is pretty looking. It's that beard.
Oh, beard.
Flavor saver.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I forget my line. Go ahead.
What else?
So actually, I'm not sure if we see him die, because there's one shot where you kind of hear like a Wilhelm type scream, and I can't get a good look at the guy's face as he goes back, but it's in the same kind of position.
Is this the guy who... It's like when Vader comes in and the sparks go everywhere, he's like, "Ah, my eyes," and he like turns away and he comes back and he's trying to get his eyes back in focus, or no?
I know what you're talking about too. That's funny, but I'm not sure that's him.
Yeah, I'm trying to draw a pretty bad picture of it, but
Well, we'll get to that. We'll talk a little more about the scene when we'll get to his in the actual timeline. He is from Alderaan. And when we see him in Star Wars, he is a lieutenant in service to the Royal House of Alderaan.
Have we talked about any native Alderaanians or whatever you call them apart from Mav Krim?
I don't know.
It's usually always Corellia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we have. I kind of want to talk about Bail Organa's hot wife at some point, but. Or that Angelina Jolie assistant that he has, but no, I don't think we have, honestly.
Are you? Chris is watching the scene now to see.
Yeah, if I don't
see him die.
Yeah,
I watched it today. I was.
You know
really
why
looking.
They all look
yeah. the same.
They do.
The only thing that makes them stand apart is the white hair. And once you get far away and they got those satellite dishes on their head, you can't tell what. Some guys have mustaches.
Mustache.
That's helpful, but for as far as him, forget it.
Yeah.
So what are the in the backstory, Tim? They don't have an official, like, whether or not he died there, he was taken prisoner.
Well, I mean, everybody that was on that ship dies, but when he dies, I'm not sure. He joined the Alderaan military at age 15. He was just a wee lad. around the start of the Clone Wars.
So then he joined in the. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He joined, and he was told that he probably wouldn't see much action since Alderaan is one of the core worlds, and most of the Clone Wars were taking place in the Confederacy area or in the Outer Rim, in sort of the wild space, I guess. But eventually, General Grievous, you know, as we see in Episode 3, he makes his way into the core worlds. I mean, he's conducting a battle on Coruscant. So along the way, you know, Alderaan had gotten affected, and there were in areas around there. So he actually got to see a lot more shit than he thought he was going to see when he signed up. But as the Clone Wars went on, he moved from the military. He did a bunch of tours of duty wherever Alderaan was. He was there with a gun in hand. He was a good soldier. But he was assigned to Bail Organa's personal guard. So I guess Bail Organa had a small squad that went around with him everywhere for security purposes. And that's where he was. He spent years with Bail Organa. Just sort of follow him around. So he was probably on, in Episode 3, he was probably on the Tantive when Obi-Wan and Yoda and all those guys were on the ship at the end of Episode 3. He was probably there.
Was he strikingly handsome like he was. Antilles?
I'm sure he and Rohan were just nailing every chick in every port. These guys were so goddamn handsome.
What'd you guys do now?
It's just a funny picture.
Man, what did I do?
Did you draw a dick going into Pello's mouth?
No, but I did see the scene where Dick's going into Fievel's mouth this past week.
In the what?
An American Tale 2, there's a scene where an artist sketched a dick going into his mouth during a certain song.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of that.
I heard on Kevin Smith, and I Googled it, and there it was. Clear.
It's actually in the movie?
Yeah, it's like 2 seconds.
Really?
Boom, boom. Someone drew a little cock when he's like singing, oh, I don't know. Somewhere out there, and a dick's going to his mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm sorry.
I've never seen any of the American Tale movies.
Oh, I love the first one.
Never Fievel.
I love this movie.
Fievel goes west. Didn't see any of them.
Fievel goes south.
Yeah. Fievel goes down.
That was great. All right, just save the image. I'm sorry.
So
he was an alt. He was Organa in like his personal.
He was Bail's personal guard, and then he eventually was transferred over to Princess Leia's personal security detail. So he was kind of like the. Oh my God! Now I'm blanking on the name. I'm getting old.
Like him.
He's only 43.
He's like Ford. Who was Captain Panenka? He was like the Captain Panenka for Leia.
That's the picture I was saying where I thought he looked like Leslie Nielsen at a glance.
For real?
I see the Fievel picture too. I had to look it up.
Did you see it?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Tell me, I don't know my dick going to a.
I know you do. That's why I was looking at it.
Right. So obviously, as being her personal security guy, he's there wherever she is. Wherever she goes, he goes. And there they are, and they're getting the Devastator, which we talked about in a previous episode, catches up to the Tantive IV and gets pulled in the tractor beam, and these guys get into position. I think they mentioned this in Family Guy. It's like, how do they know they're going to come in this door? Yeah. They're all there pointing at the door, and you hear the noise, and the Leslie Nielsen picture was funny because you hear that noise, and you see him like, sort of look up, and I think he and everybody on the damn ship knows that this is it. This is the end.
This is it. He already said goodbye to his family, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's like, goodbye, Princess Leia. I'm going to save you something. And as he runs down the hall. But, yeah, I think they all know that this is their last, the final stand. This is their little bighorn or whatever that is.
I think Dave just drew a sphincter.
With this?
Yeah.
It's fireworks.
Let's see.
Or it could be a flaming sphincter.
This is like a maybe an answer.
Well, it's funny that you say that's how you think they felt about it, because I think I mentioned this once before. It's a really good comic. And the whole thing took place right outside that door from the stormtrooper's point of view.
Yeah, you had mentioned this.
It was really good. It was like him sit. It was like this one stormtrooper who kind of had some individuality, and he wasn't just like gung ho, like we're going to go in there and kill them. It was him contemplating what was on the other side of that door, and is this my final stand, and am I going to die? And it was, the whole thing took place in that corridor, like just outside the door. And it was all like an inner monologue with him. It was great. It was like really well written. So it's funny that, you know, that you think that's what they were thinking, and this, the writer of this comic maybe thought that's what the stormtroopers were thinking.
Well, I guess with any kind of battle, if you're there at the front of the line at the start of the battle on both sides, whoever the first wave is just going to get obliterated.
Yeah.
It's like, the first guy that set foot on Normandy.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was one of the first guys that gets killed on Normandy and during D-Day. Yeah. It's only after time, when one side gets weakened by the other, that one can finally overtake the other. So, but I think that these guys knew that they were going to be, because I mean, there's a whole Star Destroyer full of people. When they run out of stormtroopers, then they go to the next level up, and those guys come through. So there's a lot more Imperials on the Star Destroyer than there is Rebels on the Tantive. So I think these guys are pretty much, it's over.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's good.
Yeah. So pretty much the door busts open. The first few stormtroopers through that door get obliterated. So that guy that was in the story you read, chances are he died.
Probably.
Pelo Scrimus, I think since he's in that hallway, I think he gets it right there. I think that's him getting shot. And if it's not him, if that's him, one of the guys running away, he eventually gets caught. The Empire they end up blowing up the Tantive with, and I guess they told the story that it was destroyed in a meteor shower.
Right.
So they covered up their deeds by, you know, killing the entire detail for a Imperial senator. So, and that's pretty much his tale.
That's it.
He died.
He reminds me of the dad from Boy Meets World a little bit. Looks like
Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he looked like.
You know. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay. I like that show. There's a new spinoff coming on too, by the way, if anyone cares.
They've been talking about it for 5 years.
I know. It's being filmed. It's done. It's like they're just waiting, I guess, for a channel or something.
Just put it on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. That's where everything's going.
Everything's going. Even Netflix.
The new Trailer Park Boys episodes are going there.
For real?
Yeah. Yep.
So in terms of his story, that's all we got. I think that opening scene's awesome.
It is awesome.
That's the scene. I mean, obviously, we can never go back to that era where you don't know who Darth Vader is. I mean, if you're a 7-year-old and you're sitting there in the theater and you don't know anything about Star Wars, and all of a sudden you see all these white guys come through the door and this hail of fire, and then this gigantic shadowy figure comes through. I mean, there's no way to recreate that. I mean, that's something that you either experienced it or you didn't. And I don't think I saw Star Wars until after I saw Return of the Jedi. Or I'm sorry, until after I saw Empire Strikes Back, honestly, in terms of being old enough to remember it. So that's an experience I never had. I'm sad now.
You're sad now.
Sad. I didn't get to experience the opening to Star Wars in its fullest, to its full effect.
You've more than made up for it, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Just got a little behind the scenes information. This guy who was, I don't think he's identified in the credits, and I don't know when they gave him the name. But or when he got his name Pelus Scrumbus or whatever, but Eddie Eddin is the actor who played him, and he's actually a stuntman. Was a stuntman.
Isn't that a cartoon?
Eddie Eddin.
Eddie Eddin. Yeah.
E D D E N.
Yeah, you know, E D D O N.
Is he in anything else?
He pretty much did stunts in a pretty. We've seen most of these movies. stunts in Gold, most of the James Bond movies, or the early ones.
There you go.
Superman 3, Crawl, Willow.
Did you say best one in the, for Superman 3? Yeah.
He did stunts in Batman.
The better Batman of them all.
Yeah.
No.
Dave.
He's acted in he acted in The Prisoner, which is an awesome show. If you've never seen the original Prisoner TV series, it's awesome. So he did a lot of stuff. Unfortunately, we'll never get the opportunity to meet him. He passed away in 1999. He is one with the Force. Oh. But yeah, he probably a pretty well respected stuntman in the London film industry. So very little information on him. That's all I could find. I'm sure there's probably a tribute to Eddie somewhere online. And that's all I got.
I'm hoping Matt's website's about Ben Gay.
Oh God, no, I didn't find anything that was going to really expand on this or even a focus on this character. Now, I didn't think until Tim said that to find something about the actor. So I can't say that there's not a site out there. So the only thing I could think of is that you do a shameless plug and talk about our current YouTube show that we're putting together called the News As Update Show, mainly because there's some features on there that aren't anywhere else on our other podcast, namely my favorite part, Chris's micro movie reviews. Those are awesome. And I also mentioned it too because we're in the midst of launching the Artmore project, and I'm kind of releasing details there sort of exclusively right now. So that's another reason I thought to bring it up if you haven't already seen that show. So that's all I got. Lack of finding anything else.
I wonder if Tracy Edden is related to Eddie Edden. Tracy Edden was, you know, that famous picture of Princess Leia hanging out with the other slave princess, yes. Slave Leia, Princess Leia. Yes. Her name is Tracy Edden. Oh. And I wonder if she's related to Eddie Edden.
Possibly.
That's one of the greatest photos of Slave Leia sunbathing.
Yeah.
That's also the only one, but it is one of the greatest.
I've seen.
I still prefer Hoth Princess Leia. I think Princess Leia looked best in Empire Strikes Back. She looks, I mean, don't get me wrong, she looks good. But I think I prefer Empire Leia.
I've seen that photo a lot with them sunbathing. Yeah. And one of the things I always think of is I'm surprised that they let her do that.
To get darker for the movie?
Yeah, like she's supposed to look a certain way in the movie. And what?
Yeah.
Good point. Like, they're in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Like, what if she gets sunburned?
Tan lines?
Now it's like, oh, great. You know, like there are going to be some scenes that they shot where she's got milky white skin. But that's why
person's doing the same thing, so they tan the same way.
Yeah, but I bet they shoot that stuff out of sequence. There's probably some scenes where she would have white skin and then others where she would have, like, pink skin. It would be...
Pink skin.
Tracy Edden, that same girl, was C-3PO stunt double.
Really?
Why is there a photo of Anthony Daniels in her sunbathing?
Who says there isn't?
And she did Mission Impossible and Goldeneye. I'm guessing she's Eddie Edden's daughter, maybe.
It could possibly be. Good investigating, Tim.
Yeah.
Good job, Tim.
Thank you, Internet.
All right, Chris, are you ready?
Are you ready?
I am sure.
Is it time?
It is
time. I'm not ready.
Well, you get ready.
I know I'm ready.
Okay. It's time for Who Said That? Or
you did.
I did. Or
don't
quotes.
Do that.
Where we are getting random quotes from random Star Wars movies, naming the speaker of the quote for a point, also naming the context of the quote for an additional point, and all the while trying to collect a quote from each movie to get 5 bonus points, which Chris did on the
last.
Can
we have a little flashback here?
Episode, sure. Yes. I'll read through the scores. Tim's still in first with 23.
I am.
Chris hot on his heels with 21 after receiving the 5 bonus points.
I did.
Getting a quote from all 6 movies. Matt, right behind him with 20.
Jesus.
And I'm almost out of this, I would think, at 13.
I got work to do.
That's true. So, Tim, are you ready?
I am.
Here is your quote. Might I have a word with you, please?
Well, come on.
Might I have a word with you, please?
No!
Might I have you, please?
Oh, wow. Geez.
Just hang on.
This is hard. I'm trying to think of where I want to say Princess Leia pulls Han aside. But which movie? That's the thing.
Sith.
Yeah, as a baby. Oh man, this is where I collapse.
Yeah, this one's just like kind of out there.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little general.
Yeah.
Might I have a word with you, please?
Might I have a word with you, please?
I'm going to say this is Carrie Fisher in Empire Strikes Back talking to Han on in the Hoth base. I think after he's I'm gonna say it's Princess Leia on Empire Strikes Back, but I can't remember exactly the scene. It's either on Hoth or in the on Bespin. Shit. So I'm just gonna say Princess Leia because I can't get the scene.
All right. You had a lot of right information in there. But
it was wrong. And con.
The speaker of it was C-3PO. To Han.
Oh.
And the Echo Base when C-3PO wants to tell Han that Princess Leia has been trying to get in touch with him. And he's like, I turn it off. I don't want to talk to her.
What is that?
Which was from Empire Strikes Back, was the
movie. Which, I know, that's why I was like, fuck.
Really trying to get this one, huh?
It was a movie that you needed.
Yeah.
Damn it!
At last, where have you been?
This is my epic collapse.
So you're stuck at 23. All you had to say was C-3PO, you would have got the 5 bonus points. That was
But that doesn't sound like something C-3PO would say, though. I know he did say it. Now that you've told me, but that doesn't sound like something he would say. It's out of character.
All right, that means it's Matt's turn. Matt, here's your quote.
Okay.
So, my friend, what can I do for you? Excuse me. Let me read that again. So, my friend, what can I do for you?
Pressure.
Alright, I am... I need... Okay. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Since I need Phantom Menace, I'm going to take a complete stab in the dark and say it's Watto in Phantom Menace when Qui-Gon Jinn first approaches him to try to get the part for his ship. Or that.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Nothing you said was correct.
All right, then.
That was Dexter Jetster.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense, actually.
Speaking to Obi-Wan about the comedian in episode 2.
Damn it.
So, that means it's Chris's turn. Chris, fresh off his triumph of last week.
That's right.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It doesn't work around you. My mind is always a muddle. I can only think of you.
That's Bella. Talking to Patterson. New Dawn. What are they going to do?
It doesn't work around you. My mind is always a muddle. I can only think of you.
I want to. It sounds like something dumbass Anakin would say about Padme. That's what I'm saying. Anakin said it to Padme in Clones after they discovered them having wet sex.
Wet sex.
No, it's actually after dry sex.
Ooh. You get the movie. That's my final answer, Dave.
Final answer?
Yeah. Do I get a point for him?
Other than the sex. Everything you said is right.
What?
It was Anakin talking to Padme in episode 2.
What did I say?
That's what you said. Now, I don't know if this is a deleted scene or not.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
All right.
This might be when they're in that room and there's like, because it says there's a fire going.
Yeah, there is. A little tiny.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to be that way. We could keep it a secret. This is where they're discussing their relationship. You're getting 2 points.
Did you write down my points?
I didn't write them down yet. All right. No. Take it easy. I wrote them down. Are you happy?
Man!
Mayor!
Mayor!
Chris, you're on fire the last couple episodes.
I am. I'm back, baby.
You have, in 2 episodes, you've gotten 9 points.
Have I really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Make me want to smoke.
Dave.
Yeah. What is it?
Can you get them back up here?
Why?
What did I do? My sausage fingers did something.
Just sausage fingers.
Make something up. I'm out of this, okay?
No, but
give me rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Heba-hoba-hoba-hoba.
I'm reading it right now. Hold on. I have to research it again.
All right.
I did something. I'm on pictures now. Help me, Dave.
Pictures? Jesus. You don't know how to operate an iPod?
Yeah. I'm telling you, the sausage fingers did something.
Ray in the room?
Sausage fingers.
What did you do?
Exactly. I was trying to get to the scripts, and I did something.
Steve Jobs did not have you in mind when he invented that.
This makes sausage fingers compatible iPhones.
SF.
Yeah, I was going to say the iPhone SF.
Here.
You watch.
Oh, boy.
How'd you get it?
Apparently, I don't have sausage fingers.
There it is. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Mm. All right. I'm scrolling.
Keep that sausage scrolling.
All right. There it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Luke, tell Owen that if he gets a translator, to be sure it speaks bocce.
Wow. All right.
There you go.
This is Amperu talking to Luke before the droid sale, episode 4. I finally got one.
No, it's the same answer that I had after wet sex.
Okay.
And oddly enough, Uncle Owen was outside, so
That you were so happy when you got that.
I was. All right. And I did not have that movie, so now I'm only one away from the bonus points. I guess I'm still in this. Because here are the scores. Chris and Tim are in the lead with 23.
Oh, he caught him? Oh, that's awesome.
You're going down next time, bitch.
We have a tie in first for 23 with Tim and Chris.
Mark my words.
Followed by Matt with 20, and then I have 15.
No! Man, I am smart.
Yeah.
Okay. All of a sudden, man, I'm kicking some serious ass.
All of a sudden, he's like, Gual.
Just that you're smart, but no one knows it. Just like the Gual.
Yeah, really.
Used to licking everyone.
Thank you very much for listening to this discussion about Pilo Scrambus at the old age of 43.
Oh, God.
Join us next time when we discuss the Gundark.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.